and welcome everyone. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost. And Sunny! Hello everyone! Glad to be back in tip-top shape. Let's do this! Okay, and that was Sunbun. And we are so excited to present to you our mega collection. Yes, we've never done one this big before, and I'm very excited to show it to you. So let's dive in and see what the offerings are. Okay, so these items will come as a collection in one package. Let's go through it from the beginning. There is a hardcover journal. There is a softcover journal. Let me just read down the list quickly so you can get an idea. There's a hardcover journal, a softcover journal, an original watercolor, pen and ink drawing from myself, signed and dated. And the hardcover journal is signed and dated. There is a wallpaper portfolio loaded with all sorts of fun embellishments and ephemera. And then there is a fundal in this as well. So that's 100 pieces of antique and vintage and unique papers and beautiful things. And I'll give you a quick peek at that. And there's also a historic land deed, prescriptions, decorative stickers, historic tickets, black and white photos, a historic check, signature, library card, which are very hard to come by these days. And what's that say? Bones? No, there's no bones in here. Bonus. Yes, there's secret bonuses that will be in the box, untold at this moment. And more. So let's take a peek. All right, so what do we have? We have the hardcover journal. And I will leave all the dimensions in the description box below so we can just get a whole touring through the package here. But I have created this book. And it has beautiful, I would say, jewel tone fabric on it. It's an upholstery style fabric. It has a beautiful, this is actually a postcard, this beautiful collection of postcards I've been wanting to use. And no more saving the pretties. I'm using them. And it has been sewn and then applied to the front. It has a crocheted lace sash, which is just strung around here, but you can remove this if you so choose. It also has a unique beaded dangle. Each one has a different one, hung by a gourd pin that can be removed if you like. And this easily comes undone. And when you open it up, these are naked.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Writing journals. So that's where they are designed to be, naked writing journals, or you can decorate them and make beautiful chunky monkeys out of them. Totally your choice. This is how they rest. They are not gator mouthed. Okay, they rest naturally. And they are primarily undecorated. I have added a few goodies just to get your engine started. These are front and back covers have been sewn around. They are pages from a Montgomery Ward catalog. Okay, they have all unique different types of things on them, the unique to the page, but they all have that. And on the first page, you're going to have an authentic Victorian trade card, which people back in the Victorian days used to, this is how they would advertise. They would make these cards and then put their company name on it somewhere. And sometimes there would be writing, printing on the back, describing the company and what they do. But they were often very beautiful images. And this, remember, they didn't have internet. They didn't have things like that. So they communicated with their art. And then people saved these and put them in scrapbooks and things like that. So there's a lot of collector's items in here, if you're so inclined. And I have not valued anything specifically, so you may have some gems or you may have some regular priced things, but you know, you never know what you're going to find. Going through the book, you're going to find this is an avocado dyed page, cool book pages, coffee dyed pages, tea dyed pages, braille pages, specialty ink dyed pages, music pages, and all sorts of different things like that. In the center, you're going of each signature, which of which there are three, you're going to find a different picture in the center of each. And I think the first one is an Edith Holden picture. Okay. So there's some surprises as you go. And here's a, this one has a historic book, historic, beautiful plates from an old book, very gorgeous. Oh, look at this on, well, let me see, back up, Pam. Oh, everybody gets a library card with some signatures on it. These are very hard to find just because they're, I don't know where they all went, but if anybody knows where these are, let me know because I love these. The actual signatures of people who took these books out years ago. Very interesting. Different from the catalog cards. All right. And then the last signature. So on the beginning of every signature, there's a little something just to get you started. And here's some demonetized money from a lovely country. This is Yugoslavia, and they usually have beautiful artistic images on the money. And that's just kind of a little fun find in there for you to have. And you can remove that or leave it in place, your choice. And then I have stamped, signed, and dated the back of every hardcover journal. All right, so this is the hardcover journal. All right, put you there. Okay, now let's take a look at the soft cover journal. Here is the, whoops, that's two soft cover journals. This is the soft cover journal. Okay, now this soft, these soft cover journals I made from scraps. As you can see, let's take a close look. Okay, boop, okay. They're all made from different scraps assembled together. A lot of fun doing that. Feeling like I'm using up things, which was great. Sewn all around, back up a little. And I put a image from a DigiKit that I have on the front. So this is loose, this comes off. This is just a removable to hold it. And inside, this is also primarily a naked writing journal. I have put a recipe card, a vintage recipe card in the front just to get you started. And it has some beautiful papers as well in it. A little bit similar but different from the hardcover journal, but you're going to find some coffee dyed pages, avocado dyed pages, unique scrapbook paper, calligraphy pages, college rule, different, all sorts of fun things going on through here. So there you go. And this is for you to write in or decorate as you wish. And this has one signature. Okay. And just cut so you can see the size difference. Okay. And moving along, we have, what's the third thing, Pam? Oh, the original watercolor, right. Okay, so what I did was, I did some watercolor art with pen and ink. These are all originals and I have signed and dated these on the front. I made these little booklets for them, very simple construction. You can reuse the scrapbook paper and I put a little piece of lace or something on the front. This is removable. I used removable tape. So this just peels off. You can take it on and off easily and use that at will. But inside here we'll house the watercolor. And I like to call this, I don't know, maybe a poppy or a Christmas flower or something like that. But they're all similar but different. Sort of a loose watercolor and it is signed and dated. And pen and ink drawing. These are all originals and not prints. And they are on a artistic watercolor paper. And there you go, little flap, very fun. Okay. And then moving, oh yes, that's Holly the lovebird. That's Holly, sorry, that's Holly the, sorry Holly, I called you a lovebird. That's my Amazon gray parrot who's so excited about this collection as well, the mega collection. Okay, that's number three. Number four is the watercolor. This is the wallpaper portfolio. And I got several wallpaper books, the big books, and they're so lovely. I really wanted to add them somehow in this collection. So I made these portfolios. They're quite wide. And I put some DigiKits in the front here. This is from Precious Flowers. They all have different ones. It's just sort of random choice. Tea Time. And this is Precious Flowers again. So just some fun things for you to play with. Maybe make some pockets or tucks or things like that. It's bound in a gold elastic cord. Very easy on and off. But I did that because it does have a lot of things in it. So let's see if I can rest this down here. Am I recording? Yes. Okay, good. All right, here we go. Okay, so let's just reposition a little bit. All right. Okay, so you're going to have one big pocket and then three smaller pockets. And in here, you're going to find a nice collection of many things. There's paper punches, a Kodachrome slide, tickets, historic tickets from, these are authentic tickets from different countries. They could be anything from bus tickets, lottery tickets, all sorts of different things you're going to find in there. Along here, you're going to find a beautiful collection of stickers. Some are apothecary stickers. Some are nature stickers. There's a nice collection in here. They will vary according to the actual mega collection that you receive, but there's a nice collection of stickers here. And here, what I call the uniques, these are different things that I came across that I thought you might enjoy having fun with. For example, there's vocabulary cards in here. There's labels in here. Yes, Sally, it's very exciting. I totally agree. I really agree too. I'm very excited too. There's Victorian tea cards in here. British tea cards in here. And all sorts of fun things that can be added to a junk journal. And then over here, I've added some interesting historical pieces. There is a black and white photo. You're going to find a collection of very unique and interesting book pages. There's a very old prescription in here. There is also a page from a ledger in here. There's a beautiful warranty deed, mortgage, indenture, something like that. These are unique, beautiful. This is the way they used to log their, pull out the mortgage papers, Ethel. Where are they? Oh, I don't know. I'm still handwriting this one. Okay, so that's what they were like back then. So a lot of very interesting things. Some of them have seals and signatures and dates. And this was from 1898. So some of these are very, very old. Don't have as many of those, but every one of these mega bundles does have a mortgage indenture. Edith Holden page is in here, some more Braille. So there's also an old check in here. This particular one is 1910. Yeah. So you're gonna find some beautiful pieces, historic pieces, and a lot of fun. Okay, so that closes, and you can just see the wallpaper. It's just gorgeous. All the wallpapers are different because they came from a different page in the book, but I think they're all glorious, and that will give you a little idea of what is in there. Okay, let me put this all over here. And then next on the list, we have a fundal. Yay! Okay, so let me give you an idea of what a fundal is, if you haven't seen one. But a fundal is a massive collection of 100 pieces of unique antique, vintage, or specialty papers for you to play with and just have a lot of fun creating your junk journals with. It's going to be, you're going to see, this is piano paper. You know, the old-fashioned automatic piano player pianos. It's beautiful paper from those. You're going to get some tea cards. These are tea cards from England and Scotland. Aren't they beautiful? All sorts of different kinds. Some black and white photos. These will all be unique to each set because of, obviously, they are one of kinds. A beautiful postcard. Yeah, gorgeous. And you're going to get antique ledger, vintage ledger. Let's see. Just beautiful, this top one. They're all different, but this one is from 1891. So a lot of very old pieces in here. Knights of Pythias. Beautiful different shapes, colors, and sizes, different scripts. A lot of different types in here. So this is an example of a fundal. All the fundals in this batch are probably similar because they came from the similar pull, but this is what a typical fundal may look like when you get, here's another big ledger page. This happens to be a big one. Okay. And you may along the way see some autograph pages from, this one happens to be from 1920, from an autograph book. Page from a diary. A nice collection of
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These are foreign language pages. Yes. Okay, foreign language pages, some beautiful nature pages related, writing and pictures and things, just gorgeous images to use, different fonts and styles, some handwriting, and then we're going, recipes, yes, related to cooking and books. Cooking and books. Cooking, different things related to cooking. And here is some old envelopes, all different styles depending on where I pulled them from. Some are very, very old, 1939. And a lot of these were collectors, like first day issues. So there are some collectible value with some of these depending on the ones you got. Some interesting paper. So as you can see, some hand-dyed notepad. Here's some stamp book. More interesting book page. Here's a science section. Here's some beautiful business papers. Okay, some atlas. These are old business papers. They were very cool. And very old check again. This one happens to be from 1915. And some envelopes. Little piece of paper doll. More pages. Here's an Edith Holden page. Oh, here's some postage stamps and a jukebox label and a coin holder and a Kodachrome. And here's a microfiche, if you haven't seen one of those. Here is a library card, which is a catalog card, which is different from the signature card. Here's a label. Yeah, very interesting. Just more interesting piece. Here's a DigiKit page, hand-dyed book pages, more interesting paper related to different categories, some beautiful big book pages, some pages from old historic magazines. Alrighty then. And magazine pages, newspaper pages from days gone by, beautiful imagery. Here's a receipt from, this one happens to be 1895. More of the demonetized money. This country happens to be, that country. Yep, not sure, sorry. National Bank of Cambodia. There we go. Oh, phew. The beautiful imagery on this, isn't it? The artists were amazing. Just some beautiful pictures from very old books, old magazines, hand-dyed pages, coffee dye, avocado dyed, music paper. Are you still with me or did you pass out? Here's some dictionary pages from beautiful caramel colors, different kinds, more Braille. Here's some more ledger in the back plane. I wanted to give you some different pages that you could play with, you could do different things with. Some graph paper, and so just lovely things. And this is a very big page, yes. So you're gonna have 100 different things to play with in there. Lots of fun. And so that is what a fundle is, in case you were curious. Okay, did we cover everything? This also includes free priority mail shipping. It is available in my Etsy store. I do have 20 of these mega collections, but once they're gone, they're gone. So if you are interested, they are there and available for you to purchase, and they are already in their boxes and ready to go, which is very exciting. So just as soon as I find out who wants them, I will put the label on and send it on your merry way, so you should get them relatively quickly. And that's pretty much it. So I hope you have enjoyed this little tour. I hope you're excited about these. I know I'm very excited about these. And what else can I tell you? Oh, if you haven't signed up for my free monthly emailed newsletter, please do that, because you get a free digital image emailed to you every month, along with a note from the bookmaker, which explains what this is a note that I tuck into the beginning of my Chunky Monkey journals, explaining what a junk journal is and how to use it and give people some ideas on it, get a little inspiration to get them going. Especially if you get struck with squirrely face when they're looking at you, this is wonderful, but what is this face? There's a note already there. And you can, there's two versions of the note. It comes in Word and PDF, and you can change it any way you like. You can change the design, the font, the structure, or you can just print it out as is and use as your own. And so there's also a checklist of supplies if you're gathering things to make junk journals and you're not quite sure what to gather. This will get you started. It's actually 7 or 8 pages long. It's quite extensive and should give you lots of ideas on what to keep your peepers open for as you're traveling across the world. And it also has updates from me, junk journal tips, and I also put in there the new DigiKits, which are available for that month. So generally, the newsletter comes out on or about the 1st. There is a link down below the video to sign up for it. And go ahead and sign up for that because it's really exciting. Right, Sunny?
Right, Mom. Definitely sign up for that. Don't miss that.
And what else do we have? Well, we have, as you've seen, the fundals. I sell those in my Etsy shop if you're interested in a fundal at any time. I try and keep a small set on hand, although I make them as I go. So they are available right now if you are interested. I also offer DigiKits, which are printable downloads that you can buy with all sorts of different types of themes and things like that in junk journal world. If you want to print and download these at home, you can do that. But if you don't have a printer, I have a solution. No printer, no problem. It's called the Print and Mail Service. All you need to do is pick out the names of 10 DigiKits and send that list to me either through email via pam@thepaperoutpost.com or go to my Etsy, go to my Etsy and message me the list there and then purchase the print and mail option. And then I will sit down and print out these babies on a lightweight cardstock and mail them off to you lickety-split so that you can also have fun. You're not stuck because you don't have a printer. I've heard your call. A lot of people like that option. So I think the hardest thing is picking out the 10 kits you want. So yes, I do them in sets of 10. It just makes more sense with the shipping and everything. So there you go. There's that. And I have an Amazon store, if you didn't know about that, if you're looking for favorite tools and supplies. I do put links to those in my Amazon shop, and the Amazon shop link is down below. Or you can just simply Google the Paper Outpost Amazon shop and it will come up. It's easy to find. Oh, if you didn't know, I have a podcast. I have a podcast, which is audio. It is new material. It is found on Spotify, iTunes, and Apple, and about 8 other platforms. And also, Anchor, which is the podcast company that I'm working with, they just asked if I would be interested in doing video podcasts, and they're just going to be rolling this out soon. So I'm very excited about that. I'm not quite sure what that will look like, but I'm going to give it a go and see how it goes. So stay tuned for that. I think they said they're going to start rolling that out mid-October. But I don't know if I'm in the initial pool, but they said there's only like a few hundred that have been asked to do this initially. So fingers crossed, we'll see how that goes. I'm very excited about it. So stay tuned for more exciting things there. I have a Facebook page for the Paper Outpost Facebook group, just the regular fan page, I would say. And then I also have the Facebook group page. So if you want to come over and hang out with us and do weekly and monthly challenges and let's see what you make from the Paper Outpost videos and post all your stuff there, that is awesome. So we would love to get inspired by you guys and see all that fun stuff.